We are already in Erev Sukkos, Misiyata Zeshemaya. We had a very full month, intense, with Aseres Mitzvah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, all the preparations for the Chag. And now we're going into the Chag, Zman Simcha Seinu. The whole nature of this Yontif, 8 days non-stop Simcha, that's our goal. One may wonder, is this mitzvah harder this year than any other year? Unfortunately, we have the coronavirus spreading all over the place. There's concern. Some people have fear. It's definitely causing a lot of discomfort. We're limited to where we can go, what we can do. Can't even have guests over. Can't have the regular Simchas Beis HaShoeiva. Come upon the Simchas Torah will be different than it is every year. In my mind, though, and I'd like to share this with you, this should be our happiest Sukkos in our lives. Because happiness is not what I have and what I don't have. Happiness is how I relate to what I have. If a person takes everything for granted and he thinks he deserves everything exactly the way he wants, he's never happy. He could be a billionaire, he could be healthy. He could have 100 times more than everybody else around him. But a person never has everything exactly the way he wants. And there's always more out there that he desires. Because if a person has that mind frame, I have to have everything, then whatever he doesn't have is lacking him, even though he really doesn't need it. But in his mind frame, he's lacking. The avoda of this wonderful Zman Simcha Seinu is to get us to realize that not only we're not lacking anything, but we have so much more than we really deserve. That gives us the ability to be samech bechelko, be happy with what we have, appreciate what we have, focus on that, what I do have, not what I don't have. And therefore, this year is a year that already for more than half a year, Hashem is showing us time and again, and it's a message we have to internalize because we're not doing it enough. If we do it enough, we wouldn't have this machal anymore. The Hashem is the one who is running the world and nobody else. And we can rely on Hashem. The more we put Hashem into our lives, the more peace of mind we have in life, the more simcha we have in life. Because we have that wonderful feeling of Avinu Shebashamayim, who loves us so much. He's the one who is running this world. The one who created the Midas HaRachamim. The little Rachamim we have is just a drop in the ocean of the Rachamim that Hashem has. And therefore, we appreciate how much Rachamim he has on us. And we're thankful for what we have, and we feel good with it. We're now right after the Aseres Mitzvah and Yom Kippur. It's time to think again. Do I really deserve to be alive even? I read in my past year, there were so many times, did not do the Ratzon Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we're all good people, we're all tzaddikim. But if we go by the Mishpat, judgment, letter of the law, that none of us deserve life. But Hashem gave us a beautiful time, Aseres Mitzvah and Yom Kippur, time of Kivus Elikim, closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Baruch Hashem, we all did what we can. We showed Hashem that we really want to be with Him. We want to rid ourselves of Averis. And Hashem was Mechapa all Averis, free of charge. There's a gift that's worth unlimited amount. So that's the starting point. Just think, my whole life, and that everything I have is such a tremendous gift, more than I deserve. A chesed of Asher Hashem that He gave Klal Yisrael, this concept of tshuva. And tshuva is much more than just getting rid of the averus and giving us physical life. When we have averus and we have chet, there's a spiritual mechitza between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more averus we do, the thicker it gets. And Baruch Hashem, we managed to remove that mechitza with our tshuva. We are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than ever before. Our tefillahs, like the Rambam says, after tshuva, are miskabel be'avav v'rotzon. It's a time to talk to Hashem, thank Hashem, and also request Yes, we are requesting for Hashem. We want this machlet to be finished. But Hashem wants us to request. But with that feeling that I have so much more than I deserve. And just look at also to the Chag HaOsef, the time of harvesting. Nobody even has to bother harvesting anymore. It's all taken care of us by the farmers all over the world. The food you're eating is from all over the world. They have fruit from New Zealand that you're getting to eat over here. And other things processed. Mamish from all the continents of the world. From the far east to the far west. To the north to the south. It's all on your table. Just to think about this. Baruch Hashem, the shefa, the abundance we have. With the whole machla going on. Everybody has food to eat. And all the different types of food. We don't even realize what things are like. I met a Jew who was in Yerushalayim. Told me 70 years ago, maybe now, so more than 70 years ago, he remembers people knocking on doors and asking, please, do you have one slice of bread? People were starving. People died of starvation. There's no such a thing. We have poverty today also. But it's not the same thing, Baruch Hashem. Before Yontif, people from all over the world make sure that everybody has what to eat. Everybody has fruit and vegetables. Everybody has fish and chicken and meat. Baruch Hashem. Come on. Some, it's harder financially. Some is easier. But we have food to wear, we have a place to live in. We have been zeichet to be here in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz, all tzaddikim, meshach hadoyos, were dreaming to come, and many didn't make it. The Vilna Goyim, the Chofetz Chaim, recently weren't zeichet. They wanted so much. Hashem, for some reason, gave us the merit and the zchus to be here in our sukkahs, our families, wherever we are, our community, even if we're by ourselves. We have a community, we have people around us that care about us. And this is where, whether we're sitting in a sukkah by yourself or with our family or a limited family, whatever it is, just sit back and think about these things. There's a time that we see the Yad Hashem more than ever before. And it's more of a time to naturally reassess the way I look at myself in life. Not take things for granted. Like we said, the fact that I'm alive. In fact, I had this amazing kapara. The fact we have all this food to eat, have a house to live in, the clothing we wear, everybody in his level of health, we have the health that we have, Baruch Hashem. So many, like we say in the Moedim, in the Secha, in the Vosecha, that are with us, the wonders that Hashem does for us inside our body without us thinking of it every second of our lives. And the main thing is that we are the Am Hashem, with His Rachmim, He took us out of Mitzrayim and He gave us the Torah. And that's the grand finale of this Yontif, the Simchas Torah. How are we going to do it? The main thing is that we feel those feelings of Simcha. Ashreinu Matov Chelkeinu, how fortunate we are to be the Am Hashem. To be going through this situation in a way we can uplift ourselves. So many people in the world are going through the present, current events and just getting themselves into psychological problems, financial problems. 100 other problems, nothing good coming out of it. By us, it's uplifting us. It's making us more appreciative and giving us more peace of mind. We have to make this shtadlus. We're putting on the masks. We're limiting our contact with one another. But that is not what it's all about. That's something Hashem wants us to do. The ikar, the whole thing, is use these as reminders that I'm in the hands of Hashem and Hashem is going to watch over me. If I'm not calm, other rabbi, try to find people to speak it over with to calm myself down. Because Hashem wants us to feel good in every situation. Kamuvan, not calm in a way that, okay, I'm happy the way it is. Chas v'shalom. It's terrible. But I'm happy that I'm in Hashem's hands. I know exactly what to do. Turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank Hashem so much for what we do have. Feel good with it. And with that, misbal from the depths of our hearts that we want the Yeshua, and we know that Hashem wants us to give us the Yeshua. He just wants us to turn to Him, to talk to Him. We could talk to Him during Shemoneh Esrei, we could talk to Him the entire day, whenever we want. But to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, live with Him. And we speak so much about the brachas. Make a bracha. I will drop more kavona. Melech HaOlam. Rosh Hashanah, we all say Hashem is the Melech HaOlam, the King of the whole world. We didn't mean for one day. We meant forever. We could retain that feeling. Once in a while when we make a bracha, just say Melech HaOlam. Oh, that same Melech HaOlam I said in Rosh Hashanah. Say Melech HaOlam. And we hope we should be zeichus with this avoida. The avoida feeling the peace of mind that I'm in the good hands of a Kodesh Boch, everything's under control. I do not know what's happening tomorrow. But I know that everything's under control because it's being guided by Kodesh Boch Hu. And His whole will is for me to say these things and feel these things. Feel good that I'm in His loving hand. And just mispal that it should be nizgala to myself, to my family, to the whole world. The godless and the chasodim v'Hashem. We shouldn't have this external facade of midas adin. If we do that, Hashem will see our tefillas. He'll see our bitochen in Hashem. And it will, like he says, Baruch Hashem, the more we rely on Hashem, the more Hashem brings us the Yad HaShemayah. And that's what it's all about. She'll be zecher, a wonderful Simchas HaChag. The Hashros HaShechina, it's another thing to be so thankful for. You can't have guests, but the Shpiz are not coming. They are clean. And the Mitzvah Hashem, we Samech, with the Shpiz and the Midas of all the others, the Avah Mitzvah Yaakov, the Chesed, the Kvur, the Emes, the Torah, Abayz Hashem of Moshe V'Aaron, Kedush of Yosef, all those things we're having every day of the Yontif, and with that, it's Hashem. Hashem will see you are appreciating so much the fact that I am being mashrim Hashchina with you in your sukkah. It's Hashem. I will reveal myself the way everybody wants to see me. Simlech al kol ha'oretz kula b'chvoidecho b'mheiro v'yameinu v'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismochu v'yishom yaluzu. We'll all have a tremendous simcha together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll be as a goyel b'mheiro v'yameinu.